Saturday with Cullum O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.
Welcome back. Still with me are Fine Gael Minister of State Neil Richmond, Sinn Féin TD Conor D. McGuinness and Michael Fitzmaurice of Independent Ireland. Now, the cost of living has been a big topic and for much heated discussion in the Dáil this week, with government figures ruling out and resisting pressure from opposition parties for the provision of any further measures to ease the financial burden on families and individuals. We'll let our panel here debate this all in a moment. But first, let's get a flavour of the kind of money people are spending on the weekly trolley full of groceries. Have a listen here to these shoppers in Galway.
Every week it goes up. Like, I try and look out for a bargain, but it's impossible, you know. And mint has gone, it's crazy. You know, like my shopping could be 50, now it's over 100. And I have to feed an autistic boy as well. He's very particular. So it is hard.
Yeah, it has gotten expensive. Yeah, the price of everything has gone up, really. Bread and milk and cheese, even.
And has that changed how you shop?
No, it hasn't changed how I shop, really. Well, the vouchers, depends how much I kind of calculate as I'm going round.
My average, I done an average shop there the day before yesterday in Aldi. It was usually 2.50, it was 3.33. And it has gone up big time. I can see it now myself. And I don't do the shopping as much. The wife does it, but I was with her. And it is. It's definitely gone up.
I have five kids and it's very, very hard. Like, it is hard, but yes, you get by, though. It's just...
You're struggling, like.
You do struggle, yeah.
Can you tell me, have you decided to leave certain things behind you?
Yeah.
Oh, you won't,
yeah, definitely. Especially it's for the single mothers that's rearing kids. It's very, very hard, like, leaving, like, food and things like that behind. But you still manage, obviously, because we're mothers. But other than that, like, it's just...
Would you mind me asking, how much would your weekly shop be and how much has it gone up to?
My weekly shopping normally would have been around, say, 200. But now it is like, it's more or less the same, but it's a less shopping.
Yes.
Because I wouldn't be able to afford any more than what I get.
You can see every week the price of goods are going up. Coffee beans that were 16 euros a year and a half ago, are now 30 euros. It's an incredible increase. There's no associated cost of living, like, kind of resources given to people to cope with that.
How have you coped with it, or how have your habits changed, if they have?
I suppose, like, kind of we just have to cut out on any luxuries or the little things that we get to kind of enjoy in life so that we can afford normal cost of living, having three children. You know, it's getting incredibly expensive, and there's no kind of consideration given to that by, I suppose, like, kind of our government and people like that. It's just the burden has been, it's been put on the normal people who are working hard and trying to survive.
Some voices there from Galway, as gathered for us on a very wet evening in the city by reporter Trasa Vranach. Neil Richmond, I think you were in the Dáil this week when this was being debated again, and you'll have heard your name being mentioned a couple of times by opposition parties. Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou accused you of quote unquote bull and bluster back in 2023. The Social Democrats, Cian O'Callaghan, said that what had emerged back then in 2023, 2 years ago, amounted to a quote-unquote talking shop. Take us back to 2023. This was an area of responsibility for you. What were you trying to achieve at the time when you hauled them in for discussion of prices and profits?
Well, I think what we saw this week, 2 weeks on, is the stereotypal playing the man, not the ball. I think that must be said, but I'm more than happy. And I want to say, to go through that, I want to say two things. Firstly, we go back to 2 years ago. Yeah, as the Minister responsible for retail, I brought in the retail forum for an emergency session. And what no one mentioned in the chamber this week, conveniently, is that within 24 hours, we had price cuts across 700 staple goods. And that's what we were talking about, staple goods, the bread, the milk, the tea, the cereal, the things that people can't do without. At the time, inflation nationally was running at about 10%. Grocery inflation was running at 16.9%. Today, inflation more generally is at 1.4%. what has happened in the 2 years since then. Firstly, Israel had launched a massive invasion of Gaza. We see the war in Ukraine continuing to have a huge effort. The events in the Gulf last week has seen oil prices go up massively. But the government didn't just haul them in and have a session. Yes, they dropped prices. But consistently, for the last 2 years, the government has introduced two cost of living packages in each budget. And even this year alone, we're still going to see a series of moves that were going to come and are really going to impact average households at home. And this is something that wasn't mentioned and was dismissed by Sinn Féin. But when we have the process, so, Áine, I just really meant this point because this is clear. This has been ignored completely. In about 6 weeks' time, the parents of 400,000 children across the country will not have the expense of school books that they had last year. That's a real cost of living measure that's permanent, not just a TD getting in and shouting in the Dáil and actually not providing any solutions either.
And I think most people will understand the perfect storm that you've indicated there and will appreciate some of those interventions may have worked. But when you look at a PwC survey this week, 71% of Irish consumers say they're extremely or very concerned about the cost of their food. You look at the consumer price index that has climbed by over 20% over the past 4 years. Grocery prices have climbed by closer to 40%. You can't take away, and you heard it there in the Vox Pop, like you look at everything from butter to milk to minced steak, all of those prices rising.
And I don't dismiss that for an instant, Áine, and I don't dismiss the very real impact that's having on households. And if the government was just sitting back and saying, everything's okay, Jack, I'd take the criticism on the chin. But we are proactively working to introduce measures that are cost of living measures that are permanent, that are budgetary sound. We've also managed to maintain an economy when the world is aflame, where our economy continues to grow at over 3% a year. We have effective full employment. And what isn't mentioned is effective salaries and indeed take-home pay has consistently gone up over the last 2 years. But what we have from the opposition, we have Sinn Féin, I'm fairly sure, calling for an emergency budget. Again, if in doubt, put up a down emotion of confidence, call an emergency budget. We have other parties going back to price caps, where we saw when they were introduced in Hungary, we've mentioned them earlier, and Croatia was an absolute disaster.
Okay, Conor D. McGuinness, to bring you in there, I mentioned Sinn Féin's protests in the Dáil this week. Neil Richmond says there's a little bit of playing the man, not the policy. He's 2 years out of this brief, and yet it did become about the minister sitting beside you. Would you accept what Neil is saying there, that in the 2 years things have improved for some consumers on some food prices?
No, government is sitting back to challenge Neil on that. Government is sitting back and they're talking about this issue as if they're talking about the weather. They're acting the commentator again, and they're not the commentators. This is the government. And 2 years ago, Neil, as minister, invited the retailers into a room for what we're told is a dressing down. But 2 years later, the facts are plain. Basic commodities are going up, basic foodstuffs, the grocery bill is going up for consumers. Child poverty has increased.
What would you do differently? There's only so much a government can do when it comes to commercial entities who have a goal of being profit making. Like, do you believe there could be price caps? Is there something more that can be done when it comes to transparency around their profitability?
So in the same way that there are things that are, as Neil said, that are beyond the control of this government in the global situation, but there is a level of price gouging going on here. There is a backslide on poverty and deprivation and social inclusion. We've seen that in the most recent social inclusion forum. We want to see, number one, a package of measures for this year to tackle the cost of living. But we also need to see action on childcare. These are things that are within the government's gift. We need to see Sinn Féin's legislation on
price gouging, Conor. The Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, CCPC, back in 2023 did a lot of analysis and they ultimately came back and said, quote unquote, there's no indication of excessive pricing. Now, they did confirm to this programme on request of the Department of Enterprise, they're going to do another update to the groceries market analysis that was published in 2025 to bring it up to speed to 2025. So ultimately, they're saying no excessive pricing. Do you accept that?
I mean, I think that there's clearly increases in prices happening in real time. People are seeing it in the supermarkets. They're seeing it week on week. They're seeing it month on
Conor,
month.
But Conor, you do accept there's global inflation at play.
Like, there is global inflation.
But like the CCPC has said there's no gouging. Áine's very clearly asked you, what are you going to do? We're talking about grocery prices. You start talking about rent. You talk about a comprehensive cost of living package. You're out of time. I'll just finish this point, Conor, and then you come back in.
One voice at a time. Neil Richmond, I'll let you finish the point, and Conor, I'll let you come back in.
Is Neil interviewing me?
No, I'm making a point, Conor, and you can come back. It's called a debate. It'll be great. We have a budget in a couple of months' time. We are going to set out a budget in the context of a very serious global economic crisis that is unfolding on our TV screens at the moment. Are Sinn Féin saying, you know what, don't invest in infrastructure, don't invest in housing, don't invest in water, don't make sure that the public sector pay increase that you lobbied for is going to come in place, put in yet another cost of living package, which we've done. We need medium-term sustainable interactions and interventions of budget can actually help people. Okay. That's what we're talking about.
I have the point. Connor, you can come back.
So we need to see action, because this is the reality that real people are facing every week and every month with their paychecks. It's not just groceries. It is insurance. It's not just insurance. It's childcare.
Insurance is down compared to 10 years ago.
It's medical costs. Things are going up for people. They are having their household budgets decimated. They're seeing very little to put back into the local economy in rural Ireland. Okay. And we do have to talk about insurance.
A moment, because I haven't had Michael Fitzmaurice in on this. Michael Fitzmaurice, what would you do? Like, is there a role to be played here? We've seen other countries try price caps. Would you like to see more transparency, the full picture around the profitability, the profit margins of these supermarkets? What practical things can be done?
The first thing I want to say is that I don't see price caps working, to be quite frank about it, in a lot of things. The first thing is, I think the harm is done already. And in my opinion, you're going to see more price hikes, for the simple reason, in the line of food, it's about production, it's about transportation, and basically then it's sold on. And if you look at the production, what has happened over Europe? What road has Europe gone down over the last number of years? They have gone down of slash and burn. We have gone down a road where fertilizer prices, because of decisions taken by Europe and sanctions, are going up. The cost of production is going up. What has happened in every country in Europe? The likes of, we'll say, Holland, here in Ireland, our national herd has dropped 400,000. When a commodity gets scarce, it will go up. When cost of production gets scarce, it will go up. What happened in the last 2 weeks? The price of diesel went up 10 cents. What happened a few months ago? The government put on a carbon tax. And if you keep putting all these bits together, you will end up, on top of that, and Neil is right in saying, you have the uncertainty about tariffs.
What do you do, and Michael Fitzmaurice? Like, I think everyone appreciates there is a cost of living, there's global inflationary pressures. You say a price cap won't work. Well, then what will?
What will work is if we get competitive at doing things, in the line of, first of all, the government keeps putting a carbon tax on diesel, on the different fuels, even home heating oil. The bottom line on this is, if we turn round and give relief in that, the lorry person that's hauling the food, bear in mind that all food is hauled around this country, bear in mind that it either go as well on, through boats if it's exported, and if we basically take taxes lower, they're having a huge amount of money out of the likes of the carbon tax and other taxes that has been brought in. And the other thing we have done is huge regulation on all sectors, which has, and I'll give you the example, Connor talks about housing and rents and everything. I remember in 2007 or 8, the price of putting in water main on a road. It is now five times dearer. Why? Because of all the regulation that has been put in. And we are pricing ourselves out of the market as a country through regulation, through taxing people. And if we keep at that, and driving people away from what they're at. Have a look at the pressures that's gone out. Just one second. Have a look at the pressures that's on the likes of agricultural land. You have different environmental rules brought in. You have higher fertilizer prices. You have a cull to the national herd because of a lot of regulation and red tape that's going on. And when that happens, you will have dearer prices.
Minister Neil Richmond, you heard regulations being mentioned there. Do you think with the agri-food regulator, for example, they're looking for greater transparency, more powers to compel retailers to be more transparent? Can something be done there? When you look at things like carbon taxes, is there anything that can be done there? Are they going to stay? When you look into the budget, and I know you're not going to tell us what's in an October budget, but will the government have to review the cost of living packages and measures and go again?
There's three things that are really important to say. Firstly, we brought in new legislation in relation to transparency in the agri-food regulator. We are absolutely more than open to reviewing that to make sure it is fully compliant. Secondly, Michael talks a lot about the price of diesel. A litre of diesel at the moment, the pump literally across the road, is €1.68. 18 months ago, it was €2.03. That's despite an increase in excise that we brought back in and the carbon tax. you have to know what the carbon tax is for. The carbon tax is allow us to pay for this system to make sure we can actually meet the commitments that we very really have. That's a way to save money. So this notion that somehow...
So you tax Michael,
you've just told me that the price of diesel has gone up, and I've just told you that
I know
it's gone
the price
down.
Of diesel because we're, look at Michael, I'm an agriculture contractor.
My car, and it's cheaper.
I could show
Michael,
you the
I'll let you back in. Let,
Green
I'm
diesel
gonna,
has
Michael,
gone up 10 cents in the last 2 weeks, and don't go telling me that I'm not right.
I said over the last 18 months, Michael, and you have to accept that.
In the last 2 weeks, I said.
You've talked about the last 2 weeks, but we're talking about real time here. In the last 2 years, we have seen the price of diesel effectively come down, despite the introduction of a carbon tax and the change of the excise
measure. Carbon tax, has it been more, your take on carbon tax this year than the last few years? Have a look at the figures.
Of course it's been more, because we've been taking more in, which gives us more money to spend, Michael, to invest in the communities, to invest in the infrastructure, to invest in the areas that we can actually put in more public transport and more means to provide. And the last thing I'll say, Michael's talked about the price of fertiliser and sanctions. If he's saying that he'd lift the sanctions against Russia, fair enough, but I certainly wouldn't.
Conor, to bring you back in, Sinn Féin wants to see a cost of living package in the next budget. Would that mean more one-off cost of living measures? Would they be universal, so going to people regardless of income when it comes to things like an electricity credit?
I'll come to that in a moment, but the first thing, I think it's absolutely laughable, Neil's response there, in terms of investing in areas, because we're not seeing investment in roads. For example, in my constituency, County Waterford, we're not seeing investment in the water infrastructure that's needed to underpin housing development. We actually saw, and I know we're going to talk about housing later in the programme, but we actually saw 20 houses in a rural town, Lismore, knocked back for planning permission precisely because...
But can you come to Sinn Féin? Sorry, one person at a time.
So
Conor,
it's really
can
laughable
you talk about
to
Sinn Féin?
Hear him talking about increasing the carbon taxes each time. We're asking for it to be stalled because we're in the middle of a cost
but
of living crisis.
But it's not very short-term, given that we know the issues of sustainability and climate change.
But
and the same
attitude,
with one-off
measures. Got to do with climate
but
change.
Neil's attitude is, no, well, look, there's no issue here. There's no crisis here.
I never said that.
We need this money to invest into infrastructure.
Okay, can you answer the question
happening now
of
Sinn
Féin proposals for budget? When you talk about a cost of living package, are you thinking universal? Are you talking about trying to kind of do this based on people's incomes and making it very targeted when it comes to things like the electricity credit?
So all those things do need to be determined. They need to be decided. And I'm not going to say exactly what's going to be in a cost of living package right here on the radio. But it is important that there will be a measure of them are universal, because that means that they can be got out to people, they can got out to families quickly, with minimum disruption, with minimum administration on that side of things. And people really are pinned to the collar. I mean, I don't know if, I'm sure Neil does do clinics, I'm sure Michael does clinics as well, but I see it every single week in my clinics on Mondays, Fridays and Saturdays, where people are pinned to the collar. So we need that level, but there also does need to be a measure, targeted measures, targeting the worst cases of deprivation.
Okay.
And we have seen those consistently increasing for children, older people and families.
A long way to the budget, so I'm sure we'll come back to much debate on this through the summer and into the fall. But